Robinhood adds in-app DeFi lending. Built on Morpho and USD, Robinhood has launched its first in-app decentralized lending product, according to a July 2, 2026 update from Cointelegraph. The feature runs on Morpho, an on-chain lending protocol, and uses Athena's USD synthetic dollar as collateral. It lets Robinhood users borrow against crypto directly inside the app, rather than routing to a standalone wallet or a separate DeFi front end. The move puts a retail brokerage with tens of millions of accounts on top of permissionless lending rails. Users see a familiar app interface. The credit and collateral logic sits on chain, executed by Morpho's smart contracts. A brokerage front end wired to on-chain credit. Morpho is a lending protocol that matches lenders and borrowers through isolated markets rather than a single shared pool. Robinhood embedding it means the app handles the interface, custody flow, and user experience, while the actual loan mechanics, collateral checks, and liquidations run through Morpho's contracts. USDE, the synthetic dollar issued by Athena, is the posted collateral. This is a different pattern from a brokerage simply listing a token to trade. Here, Robinhood is exposing a live DeFi money market to retail users who may never have opened a self-custody wallet or approved a smart contract on their own. The protocol underneath is the same one that sophisticated on-chain users interact with directly. The design choice matters for anyone weighing counterparty risk. In a custodial lending product, the platform holds your assets and owes you a balance, and platform insolvency can freeze or erase that balance. On-chain lending through a protocol like Morpho shifts the risk profile. Positions are governed by code and collateral ratios rather than a company's balance sheet, though smart contract risk and collateral volatility replace old worries with new ones. USDE in particular carries its own peg and backing model that borrowers should understand before posting it. USD collateral brings its own risk math. USDA is not a fiat-backed stablecoin like USDC. Athena's token holds its peg through a delta hedging strategy that pairs crypto collateral with offsetting short positions. That model has held through normal conditions, but it behaves differently under stress than a cash and treasuries reserve. Using it as loan collateral inside a mainstream app means a large new pool of users is taking on exposure to that mechanism, often without reading how it works. Borrowers also face liquidation risk. If the collateral value drops below the required ratio, the protocol can sell the position to cover the loan. That process is automatic and does not wait for a user to react. For someone used to a brokerage where a margin call arrives as a notification and a grace period, on-chain liquidation is faster and less forgiving. Retail DeFi adoption meets a fearful market. The launch lands in a jittery market. As of July 2, 2026, Bitcoin traded near 59,917, up 2.3% on the day, and Ether sat around $1,605, up 2.1% per CoinMarketCap's snapshot. The Fear and Greed Index read 19, or extreme fear. Rolling out a leveraged borrowing feature into a market where sentiment is this cautious is a notable bet on retail appetite for yield, even when prices are soft. Robinhood pushing DeFi lending in-app follows a broader pattern of consumer platforms trying to route users into on-chain finance without the usual friction of seed phrases and gas fees. The upside for users is access to decentralized credit through an interface they already trust. The trade-off is that the simplified wrapper can hide how much the underlying mechanics differ from the brokerage's stock and crypto trading products. For readers who spend crypto rather than borrow against it, the relevant thread is the same one running through most of this shift. Whether balances sit in self-custody or under a platform's control, and how stablecoin exposure is structured. A synthetic dollar used as loan collateral is a different animal from a fiat-backed coin used to settle a card payment,